This is Pat Tice, WA0TDA at ARL.net for the Handy Ham System. This tape is from K9DCI, and what he's doing is driving his car as he makes the tape. So you're going to hear some traffic noise in the background. There's nothing wrong with your computer.
Say handheld audio tape. Hi, this is Steve, K9DCI. First, I'll give an overview of the radio, then the keypad description, a detailed explanation of how to do each function. The F6 has two receivers, A and B. You toggle between receivers with button 3. Receiver A, which has the low tone on button 3, primarily receives the 2 meter, 220, and 440 ham bands, but it spills over on the edges. Receiver B, the high tone on button 3, has 11 bands. It can be considered the short wave receiver. The bands extend from 100 kilohertz up to 1300 megahertz. You can cycle through these bands by pushing the band button number 2 or moving the control joystick to the left and right to go down or up in bands. When operating in the 3 ham bands, it doesn't matter whether you're in receiver A or receiver B, operation is identical. But you cannot receive any of the shortwave frequencies on receiver A. Any memory that's accessible in the ham bands is accessible both in receiver A and receiver B. Memories that contain frequencies outside the 2 meter, 220, or 440 ham bands won't be accessible if you happen to be on receiver B. Now onto the keypad and buttons. The keypad on the front of the radio is laid out in a normal telephone 4x4 arrangement, with the standard telephone keypad and the extra A, B, C, D keys down the right-hand side. I'll describe briefly the button using the telephone 1, 2, 3, 4, and A, B, C, D button designators. Row 1 starts with button 1. It cycles you through the 3 power levels, high being the lowest beep. Button 2 is the band button. It cycles you through the short wave bands, or the 3 ham bands. Button 3, the AB button, toggles you between the A and the B receivers when you're in the single receiver mode. And button A, this is the function button. It's like a shift key. Row 2 starts with button 4. This is the info memory button, takes you to the 10 information channels. Button 5, the squelch button, takes you to the squelch adjust mode. Button 6, the balance button, allows you to adjust the balance between the audio level of the 2 receivers. And button B, the VFO button, puts you in the VFO tuning mode. The third row starts with button 7, the tone button. This button cycles through the tone on transmit, PL tone on receive, the digital squelch, and then back to nothing. The 8 button is the reverse button, switches between forward and reverse on repeat. The 9 button switches between the frequency and name display up on the display. And the C button, the MR button, is the memory recall button, is used to put you into the memory recall mode for one of the 400 channels, 0 to 399. The bottom row starts with the star button, which is megahertz. When pushing it in the VFO mode, it allows you to change in 1 megahertz steps. The zero button is the fine tune button. It allows you to switch to fine tuning mode in CW and sideband. The pound button is the enter key. This is used to start direct frequency entry in the VFO mode or memory number in the memory recall mode. And the last button lower right is the D button, the call button, that puts you in the call channel mode, and each of the ham bands has a single call channel, and you can go immediately to that call channel when in the band by pushing this button. It toggles between the call channel and whatever mode you were in, back and forth. That's the front keypad. There's 2 concentric knobs on the top right. The slimmer, higher knob, the click tuning knob, is used to tune in the VFO mode, tunes frequency, selects the memory number in memory recall mode or the info channel number in that mode. It allows you to select the squelch level, the audio balance, and PL tone, things like that. The larger diameter knob that's right up against the top of the radio is the volume control, pretty standard there. On the left edge of the radio, at the top, is the large push-to-talk button. Below that are two smaller buttons. The first is the lamp button. The second is the monitor button. The monitor button is used to unsquelch the radio so you can hear what's on the channel if your squelch is too tight or the signal is very weak. Along the right-hand side are three connectors covered by a rubber flap. The rubber flap is attached to the radio about one-third of the way up. There are three sections to the flaps. You can unhook them all, so just easily peel them off with your finger, and just rotate the flap. It exposes up at the top the speaker or earphone connector. The second one down is the microphone connector. And at the bottom is the DC power jack. It's a small diameter, but it's one of the inverted type of power jacks. To remove the battery, there is a latch at the top of the radio. It's in between the antenna and the knobs, but to the rear. This little latch must be pushed towards the front of the radio. It's a pretty stiff spring on there. If you reach your index finger from the front over the top of the radio in between the antenna and the volume control knob, you should feel a little step that you can hook your fingernail on and pull that forward, and the battery slides down. The battery has a flat side that goes towards the back of the radio, and it has two small projections or bumps at the bottom that slide up into the bottom of the radio, so you know which way the bottom is. It just slides up along the back of the radio and clicks in place. Two more things on the front of the radio. Of course, the most important one, the power button, is right below the very obvious joystick button. Over on the left side, there's a very large button. This joystick button can be pushed into the radio. It can be pushed up and down and left and right. And right below that is a small bump, hardly a bump at all. That's the on and off button. You can hold that to turn the radio on or off. When you turn the radio off and on again, it will return in the same condition for the most part to what it was. Even if it's in a scanning mode, you can disconnect the battery or turn it off and on again. And when you turn it on, it will come back up scanning. A general note about the key beeps, and they can be turned on and off in menu 19, and how to get there, I'll tell you later. All keys beep. If the key toggles between two functions, there will be a high and a low tone. The low tone essentially being the more desirable, and I'll explain what that means in a little while. If it selects between several functions, the low tone will also indicate the starting point or the more desirable. For instance, when on the A receiver where the three ham bands are, if I push the band button, I can cycle through the three bands. In this case, the low tone is 2 meters. Here I start on 2 meters and cycle through the bands back to 2 meters. 220, 440, 2 meters. The power button, number one, has the same sound, but it's cycling through the power levels. Here I start at high power, go to low, extra low, and back to high. That's high power, low, extra low, back to high power. All functions typically have a beep as well somewhere. When adjusting the squelch, when you go all the way clockwise, which is closed or tight squelch as we call it, it will start beeping. And as you go all the way counterclockwise to the fully open or the noise always on, will also start beeping. So you know when you're at the end, and you can count the number of clicks from the end. Those with many functions, such as the PL tone, has a beep down at the lowest PL tone, and you'll have to know how many clicks to go up to get to a given PL tone. Like 107.2 is typically 14 clicks up. We'll get into that detail later as well. One note about the joystick, which is primarily used for menu, although it's used for setting a couple other functions, such as PL tone. You must be very careful not to press it into the radio when you're trying to press it either up, down, left, or right. If you just lay your finger on it and try to slide pressure left to right or up or down, you may inadvertently press it in. I choose to use a fingernail to very carefully make sure I'm pressing it just in one direction by hooking my fingernail appropriately and just pushing carefully in the required direction. I wish it had a little sharper point so that you could push it more easily with the soft pad of your finger. Here I'm going to describe the various frequency setting modes or frequency determining modes. They are VFO, a standard tuning method, memory recall, which selects any one of the 400 memories, the info memory, which recalls one of 10 info channels, which typically are the weather channels, and the call, which selects the call channel for one of the three ham bands. Now, the first three buttons, VFO, memory recall, and information, are a one-way button. That is, you push the button, you go into that mode, you push the button again, it doesn't come out. It stays there. It is not a toggle button. This is a good way to get to a known state in the radio. The VFO button, or button B, puts you in the VFO tuning mode. If you're in receiver A, you can tune the ham band. If you're in receiver B, you can tune the shortwave band that you happen to be in, and use the click tuning knob to do that tuning. It will tune in the frequency step that's set up elsewhere. And this tuning step can be customized, such as the 440 band, it should be set to 25 kilohertz. The 2-meter band is typically set to 5 kilohertz. Down in the shortwave bands, it's typically set also to 5 kilohertz, but it can be made larger, but I think 5 kilohertz is the best step. When tuning sideband and CW, you can go down to a 30 hertz step size if you wish with the fine button 0. In order to make sure that you're in either the A or the B receiver, again, button 3 switches between the two. The low tone is receiver A, the high tone is receiver B, the shortwave receiver. So you can go into the VFO mode by pushing button B and then tune around the band. To select any of the 400 memories that have been programmed with frequencies, you push the C key, the memory recall key. Then the click tuning knob at the top allows you to step through any of the memories that have been programmed. The zero memory is the one with the beep so that you can count clicks clockwise going up in memory number. However, remember that only memory locations that have information stored are selected in the memory recall mode. That's button C. If you have any channels or memory locations not stored with information, it will skip over them. And of course, then your counting of clicks from the click knob won't agree with the actual memory number itself. The third memory recall mode is the information or info mode, and that's button 4. This button also puts you in the mode and keeps you there even if you press it again. There are 10 channels in the info channel bank. They're typically programmed to weather channels, but they can be whatever you wish. Pressing button 4, the info button, puts you in the info channel mode, and then you can select one of the 10 channels with the click tune knob at the top, info number 1 being the beep. They go from 1 through 9 to 0. The final frequency recall mode is the call button. Each of the three ham bands, 2 meters, 220, 440, has a call channel memory associated with it that can be programmed with your favorite channel. It can be a simplex channel or a repeater, doesn't matter. This button only works in the A receiver, and again, switching receiver A, B is button 3, and it will take you immediately to the call channel for the band you're in, and pushing it again will toggle you back out to wherever you started from. Two other items I'll mention. To adjust the squelch, you use button 5. Pushing button 5 will put you in the squelch adjust mode. turn my radio on here. Then the click tune knob will allow you to adjust the squelch level. The squelch button, again, has two tones, and the low tone being when you're out of the squelch function. High tone means you can adjust the squelch. Low tone means you're out of the squelch function, like this. Now I can adjust the squelch, and if I go all the way in one direction, I hear the beeps. And if I go in the other direction for loose squelch, I hear some more beeps. Typically, in my radio, one click off of the most counterclockwise position gives me a threshold squelch. Then pushing the button 5 squelch again takes you out of the squelch adjust mode with the low tone.
And that is the end of this file. This is Pat Tice for the Handy Hams. You may want to continue on K9DCI Tutorial 2.